I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge
I believe that everyone wants to love
All of these
be
add
loved.
Up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
50 years ago, millions of Americans sat by their radios and listened to a program called This I Believe. For 5 minutes each day, they heard from statesmen and secretaries, business executives and cab drivers, school teachers and concert violinists, all of whom spoke about their most deeply held beliefs.
Today, NPR revives the simple idea with a relaunch of the series This I Believe. The original This I Believe grew out of a lunch among friends, including journalist Edward R. Murrow and CBS radio founder William Paley. It was 1949, and they saw a country at an ominous juncture with the looming possibility of nuclear attack, society segregated by race and class, and a political climate that questioned patriotism and free speech. Here's Murrow.
It has become more difficult than ever to distinguish black from white, good from evil, right from wrong. What truths can a human being afford to furnish the cluttered, nervous room of his mind with? When he has no real idea how long a lease he has on the future. It is to try to meet the challenge of such questions that we have prepared these broadcasts.
Edward R. Murrow, in 1951. Our curator for NPR's This I Believe is independent producer Jay Allison.
Our world is different from Murrow's, yet Americans are no less concerned about our future, and no less in need of places to talk to each other, even inspire one another, with honest words from the heart. We start, then, with a This I Believe essay from Isabel Allende, the acclaimed Latin American novelist whose books include The House of the Spirits and My Invented Country. A former journalist, she fled her home country of Chile after her uncle Salvador Allende, the president, was assassinated in 1973. We asked Allende to write for us because she has a knack for speaking of large things in small stories, a skill that suits this challenge of distilling personal belief into 3 minutes. Here's Isabel Allende reading her essay for This I Believe.
I have lived with passion and in a hurry, trying to accomplish too many things. I never had time to think about my beliefs until my 28-year-old daughter, Paula, fell ill. She was in a coma for a year, and I took care of her at home until she died in my arms in December of 1992. During that year of agony and the following year of my grieving, everything stopped for me. There was nothing to do, just cry and remember. However, that year also gave me an opportunity to reflect upon my journey and the principles that hold me together. I discovered that there is consistency in my beliefs, my writing, and the way I lead my life. I have not changed. I'm still the same girl I was 50 years ago, and the same young woman I was in the 70s. I still lust for life. I'm still ferociously independent. I still crave justice, and I fall madly in love easily. Paralyzed and silent in her bed, my daughter Paula taught me a lesson that is now my mantra. You only have what you give. It is by spending yourself that you become rich. Paula led a life of service. She worked as a volunteer, helping women and children, 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. She never had any money, but she needed very little. When she died, she had nothing, and she needed nothing. During her illness, I had to let go of everything, her laughter, her voice, her grace, her beauty, her company, and finally, her spirit. When she died, I thought I had lost everything. But then I realized I still had the love I had given her. I don't even know if she was able to receive that love. She could not respond in any way. Her eyes were somber pools that reflected no light. But I was full of love, and that love keeps growing and multiplying and giving fruit. The pain of losing my child was a cleansing experience. I had to throw overboard all excess baggage and keep only what is essential. Because of Paula, I don't cling to anything anymore. Now I like to give much more than to receive. I'm happier when I love than when I am loved. I adore my husband, my son, my grandchildren, my mother, my dog. And frankly, I don't know if they even like me. But who cares? Loving them is my joy. Give, give, give. What is the point of having experience, knowledge, or talent if I don't give it away? Of having stories if I don't tell them to others? Of having wealth if I don't share it? I don't intend to be cremated with any of it. It is in giving that I connect with others, with the world, and with the divine. It is in giving that I feel the spirit of my daughter inside me like a soft presence.
The novelist Isabel Allende, reading her This I Believe essay in her office near San Francisco with her dog at her feet. Allende asks, what is the point of stories if we don't tell them to others? Indeed, we're inviting you to send us your own short essay for possible broadcast. Those who have already accepted our invitation include Colin Powell, Robert Redford, Muhammad Ali, Senator Hillary Clinton, Newt Gingrich, and many others. We hope you will join us for this time we've set aside in the coming year for speaking deeply, or more precisely, listening deeply. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Instructions for submitting your own essay to This I Believe, along with essays from the original series and the new one, are at our website, npr.org. We'll be airing essays every Monday on All Things Considered or Morning Edition.